Little League officials from California to Pennsylvania, how about this development, have started a movement banning the Astros name from their youth teams as a result of the sign-stealing scandal involving the 2017 World Series champs. Meanwhile, the best way to describe how the Houston Astros have handled things in the wake of the scandal might be swing and a miss. How is there not a better strategy to dealing with the crisis? Al DeGuido manages his share of crisis communications as president of a PR firm in New York called North Sixth Agency. He's here with some in-depth analysis. Al, how do you see what's going on?
If you could make a mistake in terms of crisis PR, the Astros have made it from the top down. And I also think that this story is not going away. Spring training is just starting. It's getting heated up again. I don't think the Astros have done anywhere near as good a job as they should if they're truly remorseful about being caught cheating. So I think they got a lot of work to do. I mean, tremendous amount of work to do, because they've got all these other 25 teams out there in the major leagues that are all seeing them as cheaters now. And whether MLB and their union wants to kind of come forward and do anything, we'll see. I mean, now we're talking about the Red Sox. A ruling is going to come out this week about them, so we'll see what happens there. But they have totally mishandled this in a big, big way.
It seems to be a lot of calculations or factors that they did not weigh, especially blowback now from big stars, like, you know, Aaron Judge coming out the other day saying it's tainted.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's where. You know, I think that's where the biggest blowback is going to come from. It's going to come from other players, and it's also going to come back from fans. I think you're going to see a point where more and more of the, because they don't come across as being remorseful at all about what was done. I kind of came up with an idea saying, hey, you know what, if you really want to get ahead of this, why doesn't the whole team get together, forget about the ownership and the union and the league and everything else, why don't you all just say, we screwed up, we made a big mistake, well, you know, we want to turn in our World Series rings, we want to show you in good faith that we really are remorseful about this. But they haven't done that yet. I don't know if they're going to do it. My wife doesn't think that they're going to, but I think you're right. I think there's going to be more players coming up. I think as the games get started, you know, I think the players all feel, a lot of them feel, the ones that have been vocal, feel that there should be some other punishment. And, you know, and having been around baseball and been a big fan, you know, players know how to exact punishment on other players, and they do it in their own way. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that throwing at players or doing anything else is the right thing to do, but I have a feeling this is going to be the season that the Astros will want to forget at some point, because I think these players and the teams feel as if they were robbed, and as a result of that, and the league not taking any really, you know, significant measures to punish, other than managers being fired and such. But down at the player level, you know, it's going to be player versus player, and I think there's going to be some punishment to be had.
Yeah.
I really do. And then fans on top of that, I mean, I can see a point at which when the Astros come to play to a visiting stadium, I don't even know their own fans. Well, you're going to see booing, you're going to see a lot of this stuff against some of the star players that they have on the team. It's not going to be a great season for them.
I mean, you think about the fans and the signs that they'll bring, if the Astros happen to beat your home team, you know, social media follow-up, like, would they cheat on tonight, all that stuff. So you referenced plunking, right? And you think that after a while, maybe the questions will get exhausting, but as the Astros visit each city and there might be a plunking situation, the question's going to come up in post-game interviews, right? Do you think you were plunked because of the cheating scandal? They're going to have to answer the question all year long.
Whoever did the plunking is going to deny it. However, as we all know, I mean, you're a fan, I'm a fan, ball players have ways in which they get their message across. I can see, you know, because the Astros have not been sincerely remorseful, that's an insult to other players. They're basically in a livelihood with other players, and those players, you know, take pride in when they put on the uniform, when they play the game, and they feel as if, I would think, that the pride from the profession has been taken away from them, and the people that are perpetrated that kind of sin are not out of the league. They haven't been thrown out. I mean, we have people like, you know, Pete Rose and others that have bet on teams, have been thrown out of leagues, have been banned from the Hall of Fame and all of that for decades, and these guys seem to be getting a, quote, free ride here for doing this. And this was an incredibly heinous level of cheating that was going on, and technology and everything else. So I see there going to be a tremendous amount of fan backlash.
Thanks, Al DeGuido. from North 6th Agency in New York City.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.